The hype surrounding Landry's over, but now the hype surrounding Norman seems to have taken over here. Your thoughts about him as a defensive back? What has he done so well to take out some of the superstar receivers in this league?
You know, they play cover three, and, you know, he does a great job of just attacking the ball and making it difficult. And it should be a very interesting game, very interesting matchup. Knowing we have a lot to do and what we're really trying to accomplish.
Coach said he doesn't necessarily follow a guy all the way into the slot all the time. Is that the kind of thing where, you know, you'll be watching, like, is he there, is he not there? Can you exploit that when he's not? Or do you expect him to be on your tail every play?
No, I don't expect – I mean, I'm not that coach. I don't know what coverage they're going to play or what defense they're going to play, but I would assume they would do the same thing they've always done, which is, you know, play cover three and do the things that he does. As far as following me in the slot, I don't know, you know, what really their game plan is.
Seems like we went through this a couple of weeks ago before Darrell Revis got hurt, but do you relish these kind of one-on-one challenges if he does match up against you that much?
As far as I'm concerned, the Giants play the Panthers. You know, there's 11 other people on the field, and everybody has a one-on-one matchup. So no matter who you're going against, the goal is to win your matchup. And that's the plan for us is to try and win the matchup the most amount of times we can.
What does it mean to hear Ron Rivera compare you to Jerry Rice?
I didn't even hear that. To be mentioned in the same sentence as Jerry Rice is still shocking to me, knowing what he accomplished and the things he was able to do. Knowing that's where you want to go, that's the direction you want to go, but nowhere near there. But I do appreciate the compliment and just keep working.
Norman said the matchup you against him is so exciting, described it as edible. What do you think about that?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like I said, we play the Panthers, and looking forward to it. It should be an interesting game.
Is Jerry Rice a receiver that you somehow patterned your game after, or are there other guys maybe you've looked at?
It's kind of a combination of a lot of people. You know, I used to watch the Larry Fitzgeralds, how he would go up and attack the ball, and how Megatron, you know, would go up and attack the ball. And then I'd watch how DeSean Jackson gets open downfield and how he uses his speed, and watch how Vic used his quickness. And I would literally just try and take everybody's strength and try and combine it into my own game and use it. And you know, really taking a lot of things that they did and you know, trying to make it your own craft.
You talked to Jerry Rice before, or have you ever met him or talked to him?
Talked to him. I haven't got the chance to meet him in person, but a great guy, a guy who, you know, give me tips whenever he feels the need to, and just making sure he looks out, you know, like a big brother, and just you know, he wants to see receivers in general succeed, and he's definitely helped me out along the way.
Adele, you know, Josh's nickname is Batman. Is there a coincidence with the Joker shoes?
No coincidence. Just so happened to have them.
Is that
this week?
I had those last week.
I know you had them the other day, too. I know.
Is that something you plan on continuing? You keep these new cleats every week?
Yeah. It's just fun, man. It's a way of expressing yourself. You know, whatever you have going on, you kind of just put it into the shoe. And it's cool. You know, a lot of people seem to like it. You know, by the end of the career, you have a big collection of, you know, all kind of custom shoes. You'll be able to look back and, you know, I'll be able to look back and remember special moments, like when did I wear these and what you wore them for, really. So it's a lot of fun.
So do those Joker ones get worn Sunday?
No.
You stick with them? No, you're going to change?
No. Never wear the same thing.
So what are you playing for Sunday?
We'll have to wait and see.
May I suggest the Riddler?
I don't need any Batman or anything like that. I'd probably do something else.
So you have something planned for every game?
Pretty much every game, you know, try and come up with whatever idea or whatever the theme may be for the week, and put it on a shoe. It's creative, it's fun, and, you know, I kind of like them, so you get a big collection of them.
You were the top voted wide receiver in the Pro Bowl voting. What does that mean to you?
It's awesome. Obviously, that's the goal. It's the goal to either be in the Super Bowl or be in the Pro Bowl. And right now, we're working for Santa Clara. trying to sneak into these playoffs and you know, get a clean slate and start from there. But first you got to start by taking care of Carolina Panthers, 13-0 team, arguably one of the best teams in the league right now. And they're playing at a very high level. So it's definitely going to be quite a game come Sunday.
You're ahead of guys like Julio and Antonio Brown, though. I mean, seems like a pretty nice honor that the fans will put you in that category.
Definitely. Appreciate it. All of them that voted. It's just something that, you know, you work for. You want to be able to accomplish those things. But like I said, obviously the goal would be to be in the Super Bowl, ideally, and then have to settle for a Pro Bowl. You know, you want to be in the big game. So we're just going to keep working towards it.
There have been a lot of talk about the 13-0. This team usually plays well against a team that's in this position. Has there been a lot of talk about that?
I mean, I think everybody knows they're 13-0. I think there's no hidden fact about it. They're a great team. They've beat a lot of great teams, and you can see on film the things that they do well as far as being able to win the game. So just kind of countering off it, trying to find your best places to attack and go for it.